All right, everyone. Welcome to the Success by Design podcast. Hope everyone is having a great day today. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Hey, you know that this is the podcast where we help high performers design their careers, leadership, and most importantly, hey, live with intention. Of course, hey, if you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Executive Career Upgrades. And today we're diving into something real, something raw, and something that everyone faces, the mayhem. But we're going to get to that soon. Hey, huge shout out to everybody who got offers in the past 2 weeks. I think here at ECU, we've had 22, something like that, a little over 20, multiple six-figure offers. Just in the past 5 days, we've had our clients go on 63 multiple six-figure interviews. And there's an individual next week or within the past 7 days who got on 5 interviews in just a week. So congratulations. As always, before we're getting started, right? If you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Let's get into the episode today. The chaos of leadership, right? The mess of running a business, the mess of running a business unit, the curveballs of life that hit you between the eyes when you least expect it. Today's episode is called Mastering the Mayhem of Business and Life. Because if you don't learn how to navigate the storm, it's going to control you, especially if you're in, you know, a career search right now. So let's get into it. First, I think it's, you know, I love these podcasts because I get to share my perspective on just what's going on right now, right? The mayhem of life and business. And let me know in the comments if you're dealing with anything right now. So right now, Christina, my beautiful wife, right, hurt her back. This is, we are approaching week 3. She tweaked it working out and it was kind of scary initially. It was a little bit scary, right? Let me get this mic super close. So it was scary when she originally got hurt because, ladies and gentlemen, she couldn't get out of bed for like 2 weeks. We took her to the emergency room. The good news is nothing's drastically bad, but she does have an 8 to 12 week healing. She cannot do anything. It's week 3. She can just get up for 10 minutes at a time, like 3 times a day. So as you can imagine, she's going kind of crazy. I'm the husband. So I'm trying to help her as much as I can. I'm trying to work from home. Today I'm in the studio, right? But right after this, hey, I'm going to make sure, right? Because if the remote drops, she's like, honey, I need your help. So I get it, right? Life can throw you curveballs. And let me throw you another curveball. Right. In addition to Christina getting hurt and relying on me for lots of additional support, if you don't know, I have a son with autism at 5. So any parents out there with special needs children, hey, it's like he's 3 children, right? So I have that. And to make it just more comical, as you can imagine, we do have a nanny who helps us out a lot too. And are you ready? Here's the perfect, this is just, it just doesn't get better. Are you ready? The nanny had pre-planned vacation with their family. So yeah, it's a fun time right now, right? But what are you going to do? This is going to happen in life, ladies and gentlemen. People get hurt, you get busy, you lose lack of support. Everything's coming like all the time. So today we're talking about, man, how do we get through this without really, you know, losing our mind? Let's start with the truth bomb, okay? There is no such thing as balance. Only there's 2 things: priorities and trade-offs. Now, I've given you this piece of advice before, but I'm going to say it again. Life is actually more about doing less so you can do more, right? Doing less so we can do more. Most people are not effective with their time and do a lot of things that really hold them back, right? I learned that, but that's a whole nother podcast, right? But check this out. Business and life is not going to wait for things to calm down. We wish they would, right? I wish everything would just magically be perfect right now. But the reality is you need to learn how to lead in chaos, right? We're busy as hell. And to make to talk about other things too, right? In addition to Christina hurt her back, I have less support. I'm doing the drop off and the pickup. I'm managing ECU. I'm managing another business. Are you ready? Let's also at the same time launch 2 new lines of business, one with 2 products and one with 3 products. That sounds like just a great idea, right, ladies and gentlemen, right? But hey, welcome to business. Welcome to chaos, right? So do me a favor, if you're watching live, right, put in the comments, hey, what's the biggest challenge you're juggling right now? Is it business? Is it family? Is it health? Be honest with yourself. And hey, if you're driving, listening to this episode on Spotify, hey, say it out loud or write it down, because here's the key. Chaos doesn't mean failure. It means I'm growing. It means I'm expanding. It means I'm leveling up. And on days, this is just, you know, wisdom from Tim Madden. When I feel like I'm being attacked from all angles, like family, business, you know, all of these different things, you know what I do? Instead of just getting down on myself, depressed like I used to in my earlier days, start drinking more. Glad I don't drink anymore, right? Because that's how I coped before. Now, I just stand up and say, bring it on, baby, bring it on, right? Because I am moving forward every single damn day. I hope I can say that on LinkedIn, right? No one will report me. But hey, you need to move forward every day. This is just life. People think life is going to slow down, right? We obviously talk to a lot of people in a career search, right? And they're like, oh, I'm going to do it when I have more time. Ladies and gentlemen, as time moves on in your life, you have less and less time. Let's be honest, right? You have to make time for the things that are important to you. And when you're being attacked from all angles, what do you need to do? You need to be more strict with your time, right? Like right now, I have no time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm up. I'm getting the kid ready. I'm getting the breakfast ready. I'm immediately running to the office, hitting the team calls. I'm literally behind a little bit. Alex is here. We're shooting a podcast. Then we're doing videos. Then I have client calls. Then my wife has to go to the chiropractor today, right? I'm taking her to the chiropractor, being there for her, making sure everything's done. Then picking up the kid, right? Taking him to the park, doing all of these things. And then are you ready? How much time do I really get? Fortunately, I get 45 minutes in the morning to reset my mind, right? I get a little bit of time to work out too, because I know that's the most important thing when my life's chaotic. I'm like, hey, I need positive information to make sure I'm moving forward, and I need to manage my body, man. I need to get a workout in, get the mental clarity. I need to do those things. But at the end of the night, do you know how much time I have? Guys, I have an hour. I have an hour and a half. Last night, I caught 45 minutes of the Minnesota Timberwolves basketball game watching Golden State, and I talked to my brother and a buddy for a total of 45 minutes. So my personal time yesterday that wasn't like I could do whatever I want with, it was an hour and a half. That's pretty much what I give myself, right? 2 hours a day to just, hey, that's Tim time. I can do whatever I want during that time. But right now, hey, you need to focus on time management. We're going to get into that in a moment, though. All right. Principles. Control what I can control. Principle number one, control what I can. Ignore what I can't. I don't worry about things that are out of my control. If it's within my control, great. I can fix it. If it's not within my control, I ignore it. Why am I going to complain about something that I can't change that's nothing to do with me? Right? I can sit here and complain about the administration. I can complain about the economy. I complain about that is not going to help my situation. I'm controlling what I can control. So I create non-negotiables with myself, like a morning routine. I get my workout in, check in with the team. I do all those things and I let go of what's not urgent or aligned. That's where my mind is right now. Is it, if it's not urgent or aligned with what I'm trying to do, I don't have time for it. I'm sorry. Right? Not trying to be mean. It's just, it is what it is. So every day I'm like, hey, my time is so limited. So here's another tip. What are the top three things? What are the top three things that you need to do today? Get them done right now. All the other stuff really doesn't matter. So I have some questions for you. What's one thing you've been trying to control that maybe you need to let go? Or what's one thing you haven't been consistent with that you know you need to make non-negotiable? Okay. I have people in my DMs all the time on LinkedIn, right? Saying, oh man, I've been having so many problems with my executive search. Okay. But you know, I just don't have any time to commit with it right now. Okay. But I really hate my job. Okay, man, you need to get your priorities straight. You can't have it both ways, right? You have to make time for things that are really important for you. We got some comments here. Let me give you. So Amy said, managing my career and trying to grow as a professional and looking for my dream job. Excellent, Amy. Amanda said, the most difficult aspect at the moment, managing finances without income. It takes money to make money and children are expensive. Man, children are so expensive, Amanda. I remember I saw this, you know, gentleman make a video online talking about, you know, sending two kids to childcare during the day because they're little ones was something like approaching $3,600. And he was like, who could possibly afford that? So I completely agree with you that that can be difficult, right? So hey, get back to work immediately. Amy said, balancing being a mom and a professional and work out to keep my sanity. Hey, you know, I learned this a long time ago. I love talking about fitness. I talk about it too much now because my time in the military, I hated fitness. But now the reason I work out is not to look good at the beach. It's so that I don't go crazy. It's so that I show I have respect for myself, that I care about how I look, but mainly for the mental clarity. Travis, right now, my largest obstacle is the lack of network outside the military. After 24 years, GovCon has rapidly changed and a significant amount of leadership has also moved out of key roles. Yep. Hey, Travis, real quick, I forgot where you live at, but man, I was hoping to hit that conference in Orlando, but Christina hurt her back. I believe the VetCon's going on, and man, I was hoping to be there. But unfortunately, I can't. These changes have significantly impacted contract continuity and progress. So many are unknown. So many unknowns. Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of reflection. The good news is, hey, the marketplace are so big. Everybody has transferable skills. So, you know, even during COVID, we work with lots of people in hospitality and travel, et cetera. And those were just, and a lot of them just chose to do career pivots. Okay. Number two, clarity cuts through chaos. Let me repeat that. Clarity cuts through chaos. Back to the gentleman, right? Like, he needs to get clear on his goals. Is his goal to just keep doing what makes him unhappy? That's a rhetorical question. I mean, for some people, that's what they do. That's not what I would do. That's not what I recommend, right? But I see a lot of people complain. I know we're focused on a job search right now. They're like, I'm so busy, but I hate my job, and or I hate my boss, or I know I'm meant for something more. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can't complain about what you have control over, right? People have more time than they think they do, right? The average person is on their phone 5 hours and 9 minutes a day. Put your phone down. You got 5 hours. Boom. Most people are on Netflix for what, 90 minutes a day or some type of streaming software. Cut that out. I just gave you a whole day's worth of work. Managing time is super important. All right. Clarity cuts through chaos. So as we stated, without a clear goal, everything feels urgent, man. But if you have clear goals, you know the only thing that's urgent are things that move you in the forward of hitting those goals. But you need to define what winning looks like this week, both personally and professionally, right? What would you consider a successful week? Are you doing the actions that your future self will hopefully like? And also, does this move me forward or drain me, especially through friends? So pause right now. What does winning look like for you this week? Write it down, man. Do you need to be more consistent with some self-development? Maybe some positive information because you're feeling bad or going through something? Sorry, I'm just sharing a lot of tips today, but I want to share one more. I was just talking to a buddy a couple days ago, and he was like, man, I'm just so depressed, and I'm just so frustrated about a couple things in his life, right? Follow me for a sec. Because here's what my mentor said, which really moved me. If you're in your head all day and you're depressed and you're frustrated, right? And you're not getting a lot done, the best thing you can do is grab some AirPods, some positive information, like two books I recommend, The 10X Rule or The Power of Positive Thinking by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. You put those into your ears. And then guess what? You aren't thinking about your own thoughts anymore. You're thinking about positive intention, positive affirmations being stuck into your brain. That's why people struggle so much, man. They're just struggling so much in their head and they can't figure it out. And they're so frustrated, they're depressed, they're not moving anywhere. Listen, it's time for you to shut up and stick in some new information into your ear. I guarantee you it'll make you feel better. By the way, it'll cost you $10. All right. So what does winning look like this week? What does it look like in the month, in the corner? If you don't have goals, then what are you working towards? Existing? Not a good thing. Point number three, communicate and delegate. Mayhem compounds when you isolate. You can't do everything on your own. So during these times, do you think I've communicated with my team? Team, I got a lot on my plate right now. Christina's back is hurt. I got my son. I'm doing these things. So I'm over communicating with my team, my spouse, and my support circle. And I'm leaning on them more than I could because we're all a team. And come sometime soon, the team is going to have to lean on us. And I have to delegate what drains me. And I have to focus on, hey, what is my zone of genius? And what are my top three priorities right now? So what's one thing that you're holding on to right now that you could delegate in the next 24 hours? Because here's the reality. You don't need a perfect plan. You just need movement and action. When everything feels chaotic, take action. Even small, imperfect steps build confidence and momentum. And you know, one of my mentors even says, chaos loves stillness. Ready? Chaos loves stillness. Break it with motion. So whether that's sending the email, making the call, scheduling the workout, just get moving. So what's one action you can take today that you've been avoiding? Take it today. Not perfectly. Doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to take some action towards it. So look, mayhem, it's not going anywhere. And if anything, as you move up in corporate America, take on more responsibilities or venture into business and acquire businesses, hey, it's not going anywhere. It's just getting more crazy. But you can master it by, ready? Control what you can. Get laser clear on what actually matters, okay? Communicate and delegate like a leader. And for the love of progress, just move, baby. Just move. Success is not avoiding mayhem. It's mastering it because we're just gonna get busier. Yep. And if I love me some Mel Robbins. He said, I follow what Mel Robbins formula when I feel overwhelmed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit it head on. That's exactly, I love that. That's how she gets out of bed. She wakes up like everyone does and everyone kind of sits there. Should I go back to sleep? Should I do this? Should I do this? She says, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, she gets up and takes action and moves and makes it happen. She also has a really good book that Christina just read called The Let Them Theory. It's about, you know, not worrying about what other people are doing that you can't control, right? Great book. So, hey, as always, I'm here to bring you tactical advice, whether in your business, in your career, in your life, every single week on the Success by Design podcast. Until next week, I hope everyone has a great rest of the week. But remember, make sure you're working towards some goal this week. You got this.